Yo. Welcome back to Heyoka King Podcast. I am your Heyoka King, Reiner, your host. Because I'm Heyoka, my last name is King. I must emphasize that I am not the king of Heyoka. I'm just a Heyoka with the last name King. So we start off, tell him to say, you know what? It's the modern day and age, man. The modern day and age where someone like me has the ability to speak and say words on the computer, and hopefully other people enjoy them. Maybe other people can relate to my wisdom, as my word wisdom comes from being extremely observant and, dedicated people watcher, nature watcher, animal watcher, life watcher. I have to be able to decipher the movements by fixating on the variables. And in my time, I have seen many changes. Enough changes in the world that it just don't even really feel like I exist in what is the fundamental what a world should be. But I tell you this, I have watched the divulging of the world come to the standstill of trend following and, all this social influencers shit. I grew up in the world that it was comfortable, it was free to have, like, sort of your own thing going on, you know? So as I got closer to that understanding of being able to say, hey, the big thing in the day back then was free thinking. The big thing in the day back then was being able to compile your ideas into existence yourself, to question life. It's gotten down to the point that it just be seeming like everybody's more comfortable in trying to outdo each other. And they're trying to outdo. They're trying to be number one in the trends versus just trying to seek enjoyment, and their curiosity is bent on the world. Their existence has become suitable only to have the first place trophy. And you can even see it as far when it comes down to sex work, and people have to say that they're in the top 3% of sex workers that take pictures of their naked body, rubbing themselves with mustard and mayonnaise, and taking a mustard mayo covered dildo and ramming it in their ass with the idea that if they sponsor a bad dragon, they'll make more money. And, it really do just be coming down to the most simple aspect of when I was younger, maybe I may have not witnessed the perversions as much, but I definitely understood the rhetoric. I definitely understood that everybody around me liked the same thing. They all liked American Idol and The Voice and Britain's Got Talent. And then everybody liked keeping up with the Kardashians and Gilmore Girls. And it's like The Big Bang Theory probably wasn't that good to have everyone really like it, but enough people watched The Big Bang Theory to point that forced laugh tracks. It came down to the point that in the modern days, people can't differentiate a YouTube video that's definitely a fucking skit from a real life situation. Skits back in the day were unique because they were so singular to their identity, but now skits are all the same thing. Like, you can just see someone that made a famous, not a famous, but they made a really good concept for an original video, and then someone else will just take that same concept and do it 10 times shittier because they saw how much of a following, the trend, the word, the songs, the movements. Everybody's just trying to beat them because they, I mean, join them because they can't beat them. So I just, you know, I'm just very disillusioned. I'm very disillusioned by this point in life because as someone that understands how to communicate with animals and nature, I don't know how to communicate with people because people don't know how to communicate because they're not communicating from their heart or their head. They're communicating from social bias and inclusion, trying not to feel like they're the outcast in this world. But everyone's saying the same fucking things. People all say S-Y-B-A-O, shut your bitch ass up. They all say the same fucking shit. They type the same fucking comments. They watch someone else's YouTube video on something, and then they take their words right out of their mouth and act like that. They were the poetic geniuses of this world. Everybody around me is pretty much a single fucking parent, or they have no life experience and they're fucking autistic enough to be happy with the world that they know. I don't know. The happiest relationships that I've seen are the lazy people that don't take life serious, and their whole idea is about eating and doing drugs.
25. Was just the beginning.
But then they hit that comfortable point in their 30s when they realize that they don't really want to go to the rave. They become picky with the raves that they go to. The raves that they go to aren't as good. They say, I'm not a fan of going here and just seeing people with no other skills than trying to sexualize their movements approach me. They approach me because we at Der Club. And people at Der Club do drugs and dance and move to the music and then get drinks and fuck each other. But it's gotten to the point that I've become selective with the nobodies that I drink and do drugs and dance and fuck on my one-night stands. Because even at this point, the person that's indulging in lust is realizing that the lust they indulge in isn't the same quality that the lust they indulged in when people talked more and people were more creative. Now it just comes down to the person that you put so much effort in trying to get to know better. Or, you know, you want to fuck someone at the club is a huge difference in energy and intention versus you trying to get someone to know someone so you can ask them out to do fun things, be in a relationship and have a family and live in a house together until you're in your 80s and one of you dies or both of you die, you know. It's the idea that lust isn't even about being attracted to the person anymore. Lust is about being attracted to the idea of sex. It's about the carnal desire, the hunger. You don't even hunger for the person you're lusting for anymore. You hunger for the idea of sex. You hunger for the idea of physical interaction. And you don't care about who it is with anymore. It's all about numbers. It's about who had more sex. The girls, when it comes down to their OnlyFans and all that shit, and when it comes down to their sexual experience, and it comes down to how much people sexual attention they get. And when it comes down to the guys, it comes down to how many people they can have sex with. It really comes down to game is the terminology is that you have the ability to persuade someone into meaningless sexual endeavors. And I've never been the heaviest person of living a life that I feel like I can't indulge in the fact that I lust as well. But I'd rather lust over intention and not just lust over selfless indulgence because I need to have sex. I want to have sex. I want to lust and have sex with someone that I find interesting and that I'm attracted to. Not on a base level, on a deeper level. I want to be around friends that I want to be friendly with. I want to be in love with someone that I love. I don't want to fucking limit myself to something that isn't as good as I would hope. You know, it's like, I want to have intention behind my social groups. I want to have intention. And everyone said people should want to have meaningful connections. you know, you try to have meaningful connections, and everyone, it's all about some meaningless vibe, and nobody knows the truth. And once they speak, they're biased and indoctrinated views tell them what to think. They don't have gut intentions anymore. People are fed their belief system simply, and just, you know, they just say, hey, that's mine now. I believe the political or the religious views other people tell me, and then I believe it. The big thing is, like, I just don't know how to really live in the world like this. I don't really know how to have peace in a world where I feel like the world isn't authentic to an experience anymore. It's authentic to a thrill, to a chase, to an adrenaline, to an oxytocin rush. It's not about feeling alive. It's about feeling euphoric. And I don't want to feel euphoric. I want to have the sun bright in my days. I don't want to be closed off in a shaded room. So you get closer and closer and closer to the ideas that make you even feel guilty for having the same sort of base level desires and experience. I don't want to be someone that just submits to the modern day authority, the modern day engine of what makes a person. I want more out of life than just listening to the mainstream artists that everyone's listening to. You listen to the songs that everyone listens to because everyone's listening to them. I am not that much of a meta person. I don't think with the meta theistic approach of it's popular, so it must be good. I think of what makes me feel nice. And, you know, a lot of the time I talk to people and it just seems like their whole vocabulary is a modern agenda. Their whole existence is a painted over narrative. I really like the music that I listen to, but I listened to them obscurely through dedications of finding them out, where I feel like a lot of people are just fitting themselves into categories, genres, and subgenres of a painted personality and a painted mask. Often I'm criticized by people for being intense, but I'm being myself. And a lot of the people around me are very tired, and I can almost tell that their whole intention, their whole existence is driven by the YouTube personalities they grew up with, the TV shows they watch, they buy the clothes and buy the food, driven by the political messages of people that are much richer than them. And the people that are much richer than them speak in a way that conveys that they're poor and that they understand the lifestyle. It's not enough to know that your favorite rapper sucked dick to get famous. But the fact that you believe any word that they say when they went to the corrupt recording agencies to make a mid-ass song that goes immediately on a Marvel movie, and you think that they're like God walking on the word, the earth, they're like Jesus trying to guide you in the right footsteps towards a successful happiness, a successful life filled with abundance. And you just don't know that narrative is so outplayed that you see people come in and out of the mainstream constantly. People are like, oh, they're mainstream, I love them. And then a year goes by and 2 years goes by, and then it's like people are just shitting on them, and it's like they're not cool anymore. I always say this, but it just brings me back to that one episode of Ed, Edd n Eddy. I don't even care about setting the next trend. I just care about going outside and feeling the breath of the world coexist on the same fucking frequency of me. We resonate with each other, the world and I. I don't want to resonate with people because I can't resonate with people that have no personality. I can't resonate with a world that indoctrinated their whole belief system from other people's views. I don't know how to exist in a world that every single girl I try to romantically get you know, to start something with. It just seems like they have that female narcissistic personality trope about them, and that they play the victim and they emotionally manipulate you and try to take the glimmer away from your eyes. I don't want to be around a bunch of friends either, that their whole aspect is that, oh, I'm your fucking friend. I'm your fucking friend, and I want to cheat on my wife. I'm your fucking friend, and I'm going to call you gay and try to rage bait you. And I'm your friend, and I won't respect you. And I'm your friend, and I'll make you play a video game you've never played before and destroy you in it on a 1v1 and then diss you. Like, dude, you told me to take pictures of you with an OnlyFans model, and then you told them you said, hey, I'm going to send these to you because I don't want my wife seeing them. Like, you're afraid of your wife seeing you have fun because you know that your wife understands you want to cheat on her. You shouldn't be afraid of taking pictures with attractive girls, whether they make porn or not, because you're in a relationship, unless you have bad intentions. Just like, you know, the only people you know that have Tor or any of those VPN things for browsing the internet are absolutely up to no fucking good. I tell people, it's like, you, if you meet anybody that has a Tor browser or any of that shit VPN crap, you should rethink them, because every single person that I've ever known that had that, had a VPN, slowly degraded into the worst person I ever met. I hate trans people, by the way. I fucking hate them. I don't give a shit. All the trans people I know, I've been able to psychology, because I went to school to be a criminal, you know, for criminal psychology. I went to school to be advanced in mannerisms, social inclusion, social tropes, the modern agenda of how psychology works and how a brain can change, and how the brains of today's generations are different from the brains of a time when the variables of stimulus were different. I take charge in understanding the mentality behind most trans people, and just trans people in general. And every trans person I know has the same mentality, the same thought process, the same things that stress them out in life. So I just think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit that all these people have VPNs and they want to be creepy and they want to just be weird. Fucking, hey, pander to me, give me this, give me that, challenge the system, assholes. I have lived with lesbians and I've lived with gay people. I'm a very unique person, because I don't want anyone to say that I'm a bigot. I've had sex with trans people, I've had sex with gay people, you know, I've had sex with women. I am a unique person, because I'm the last person someone can say is a political bigot, because I'm open-minded. I actually am open-minded. You know, there's nice people in the world. I've never had sucked dick or have a dick in my ass, but I've fucked another dude, and I've fucked plenty of girls. I've done plenty of drugs with people, and I'm an extremely open-minded person. But, you know, it just comes down to the idea that we live in a shitty world now. Just wants to make fun of each other and make people feel bad, and you just want to rage bait people because you know the coworker at work
because you should be celebrated
that does better than you. You have to make them do worse than you. Car insurance.
Download the Root app today.
And you know, I've been in with another dude. I've fucked a girl. I've been in threesomes before. I've been in threesomes that were on OnlyFans. I've been on threesomes that the girl uploaded to the internet. I've had girls use me as an OnlyFans stand-in for their art. I've fucked girls for their OnlyFans. You know, I've been around the bush to understand that, you know, you can get with a girl that everybody wants to get with until you're finally with them and their whole personality is listening to Instagram reels way too loud. Or TikTok shorts, or whatever the fuck they're called on TikTok. Everything's about full volume and with bad posture staring at their phone. It doesn't matter if you're with a 19-year-old or a 34 or a 42-year-old. Most of the people that I've been with have had shitty attention spans because everybody wants to fit in. You know, my fucking mom just made an Instagram. Why? Why does my mom need an Instagram and Facebook? She doesn't even talk to her friends. She made her Facebook because, you know, she needed it for work. But she don't even work at that job anymore. So what's the point of having an Instagram? I'm watching my family become brain rotten. Because they're even bored. My entire family's idea is come home, sit on the couch, watch TV, eat food, go to bed. I just don't know, man. I've watched my family cheat on each other. I've watched my friends cheat on each other. I've watched enough divorces and relationships fall through that I know I'd put in so much effort and feel I have to be so confident and over the top to get with some girl that doesn't cook. I'm not saying I want a girl to cook for me. I just want to know that they have survival skills. You know, has some sort of mental health issue. I got mental health issues sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm sad and I'm stressed out. But I don't make it my whole personality to really, like, not escape out of it. I don't make it my whole thing to victimize myself to the point that I am weak and I need to tell people how sick and weak I am. I let people know that, oh yeah, I've been injured and I've gotten sick, but I know that if I show up to work during a hurricane, a monsoon, a blizzard, I'm the one that is appreciated more. And you can do anything you want, just doing a bunch of cocaine and fucking a girl with, you know, no self-love that just needs validation, and you can be a narcissist and you just want to do drugs and be a problem and only care about yourself and showing up to work late. But I don't know how to really do that. I really don't know how to fit into this category of modern human, that everything about them is just being everything else that you see constantly everywhere. The same clothes, the same foods, the same music, the same personalities, the same words. Everyone's saying the same shit. I'm just tired of it. So I say, listen, I'm just a person, man. I'm a person living in a world where everything around me is ran by pedophiles that are not bisexual, they're queer. There's no such thing. Donald Trump isn't a fag, he's a queer. Because he likes to have sex with kids, he likes to have sex with women, he likes to have sex with men. And so is Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Ellen DeGeneres and fucking Tom Hanks. They're not bisexual, they're queer. And you gotta understand that the political narrative to push queer ethics is also the political narrative that's allowing trans teachers that come and molest our children in the schools. And the political narrative is, you know, making MAP sexual more inappropriate of a term, because it comes down to the point that pedophilia is so normalized because of all the political bullshit and all this fucking Discord bullshit and all this other fucking Roblox or Reddit or whatever, the 4chan, is that political narrative is just to push filth, to push hate on each other, to push lust, to push wrath. They want everyone to kill each other and to want to fuck everything. Bestiality is another abundant thing. There's more bestiality in this world and pedophilia than there was when I was a child. But I grew up in a time where, you know, I was playing fucking Sonic Adventure, so I really don't know enough. Maybe it's always been this vampit that the world's been so grossly fucking insane. But there just used to seem like there was more class. Now it's those same people that are old and dementia-ridden that are fueling the world with their sloppiness, while they made everyone, you know, so focused and attention deficit at the same time. I just really don't know how to fit into a world of judgmental, actual bigots. What are these woke people doing? They just want to get attention. They just want to, you know, cause a problem, cause a scene. They want to disrupt the system. They don't want to fix the system. They just want to be annoying. Nobody wants to fix anything. They just want to bitch and set buildings on fire and push Sharia law and, you know, next they're going to push Zionist views. And it's just like, then they're going to start chemically castrating people even further than they already are. I don't like the world I live in. I don't like the world I live in because it's not a world anymore. The world I live in is just a bunch of, like, I'm so sick of the fact that everybody I know, everything's always about, let's video this or take a picture of this. There's got to be better pictures people can be taking than the majority of fills up their camera roll. It's like they take a million photos and only seven of them are good, but the idea is they have to sift to them later. Like the picture of tissue boxes they took and the blurry picture of the seal they took on the nature trail towards the ocean. Oh, we're going on a walk by the ocean. Here's a seal, and they took it too fast while moving, and it's blurry, and you know, it's keeping in the camera roll. Everything is just about material these days, and not even in the best way. Everything's about, like, low-tier materialism. Everything's so fucking low-tier these days. And I'm just sick of the repetition. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sick of the narrative just being, let's just do the same fucking thing constantly. I'm sick of people, because everyone's just a product of the society we live in. And the society we live in today is just pushing agendas. It's just, you know, it's enough. It's just fucking enough. I don't like any of the music that comes out anymore. I don't like any of the celebrities that exist anymore. Everyone's just trying to push this autism thing and mental health agenda so far that you can't even argue that mental health disparagement is fixable. You can actually balance yourself out as an individual. You're not damaged beyond all relief, but the system wants people to think that they are. So there's too many weak people that don't try to work on themselves to the point that they think, oh, no woman will ever love me, so I have to become the woman. Like, dude, get a job and go outside. Don't stay inside all day, always on the computer. You're going to become fucked up and want to be a girl or become a dog. Or become an attack a helicopter. You're going to be anything you want besides the self-discovery to see the world for what it is and find out who you are as a person. You should never let the world tell you who you are. You should let yourself find that out. And we live in a world where everyone's being told who they are and they're not finding themselves out. You know, everyone wants to make assumptions too. That's the biggest poison. We assume so much about each other that we don't know how to live freely anymore. So, that's it. That is the spiel. This is Mr. Heyoka King, sponsored by the Bad Weekend Productions. Bad Weekend Productions, LLC, and Star Crasher Records. Obviously, to tell you that I just got that new album, Torture, out. So if you are ready to listen to more of my unique music, you can listen to Bad Weekend's Torture. It's out in stores now to stream and buy the album, whatever you want to do. Tainted Town Music, do the Tainted Town Music shit. I'm almost done with this fucking semester of school, so I'll be going on to finishing this degree and moving on to my next one. Just want you all to say that it's not the idea that the devil's cool. It's that the idea that rebellion's cool. And, you know, it isn't that the devil that tempts us. The devil gives us the ability to just be tempted. The devil, the whole world is just so fucked up at this point that You know, I think it would be better for us all to just get nuked and die and blow up the planet.